AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The White House now says President Biden is expressing support for a ceasefire. In a call with Israel's leader Benjamin Netanyahu, fighting with Palestinians has entered a second week with more than 200 people dead. But on the Senate floor, top Republican Mitch McConnell was critical of limits on Israeli forces.
The United States needs to stand foursquare behind our ally. And President Biden must remain strong against the growing voices within his own party that create false equivalents between terrorist aggressors and a responsible state defending itself.
Today, the United States blocked what would have been a unanimous statement by the UN Security Council expressing grave concern over the intensifying Israeli-Palestinian conflict. A new federal lawsuit says the overhaul of election laws in Georgia threatens the fundamental right to vote, freedom of speech, and the separation of powers. It's asking a judge to declare parts of the new law unconstitutional. The U.S. Supreme Court, with its conservative majority, has agreed to decide a major abortion case in Mississippi. More from our Julie Walker.
The case involves a Mississippi law that would prohibit abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy. That case is separate from a fight over laws enacted by Mississippi and other states that would ban most abortions as early as 6 weeks when a fetal heartbeat may be detected.
Mass confusion continues throughout the U.S. after the CDC issued new guidance for people who've been fully vaccinated. New York's governor says the masks can come off. In California, they're waiting till June 15th. Horse trainer Bob Baffert's been suspended from entering horses at New York racetracks because of Medina Spirits testing positive for a steroid. Inflation fears have again pushed stocks lower. This is AP News. A longtime associate of Florida GOP Congressman Matt Gaetz has reached a plea deal on federal sex trafficking charges.
As part of the deal, Joel Greenberg has agreed to cooperate with prosecutors in a trafficking investigation into Gaetz, which could raise the congressman's potential legal and political liability. Greenberg has pleaded guilty to 6 charges, including sex trafficking with a minor. 2 sources say federal prosecutors are looking into whether he and Gaetz paid underage girls or offered them gifts for sex. Gaetz was not mentioned in the plea agreement and has denied the allegations and any accusation of wrongdoing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A leg injury could keep Robert De Niro from celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Tribeca Film Festival. That accident occurred in Oklahoma last week. De Niro was on location for the film Killers of the Flower Moon. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.